Radio 1.
Things I Remember heißt das Album, das unser erster Gast am letzten Freitag veröffentlicht hat. Es bietet sehr melodiöse, melancholische Musik und ich freue mich jetzt, Sie begrüßen zu dürfen, zusammen mit Ihrem musikalischen Partner. Sie stammt aus einem 900-Seelendorf. In Korinth heißt es in Dänemark. Welcome to Radio 1, Simon Tang und Søren Mancher.
Dankeschön.
You seem to speak a little German. When I hesitated, you smile. Today, Simon, to start with a completely different subject, today we learned that one of the greatest musicians of our times, Quincy Jones, died yesterday. I mention this because I learned you met him once. Please tell us the story.
I was so very, very lucky to meet Quincy Jones in 2009. I used to do a lot of acting, and I had this role in a feature film, Danish feature film called Aching Hearts. And we went to the film festival in Shanghai, where Quincy Jones was one of the guests.
And you met him there?
I met him at the after party because I was so lucky to win the award for Best Actress, and he was there at the party. So, we met.
Da wissen Sie jetzt mal, meine Damen und Herren, wen wir hier mit Simon Tang vor uns haben. Sie ist nämlich nicht nur Musikerin, sondern sie ist Schauspielerin und hat im Zuge ihrer Tätigkeit 2009, als sie in einem dänischen Film namens Aching Heart gespielt hat, war sie in Shanghai, hat da tatsächlich auch einen Preis gewonnen für ihre schauspielerische Leistung und bei der Gelegenheit Quincy Jones getroffen. Und ich habe das deshalb angesprochen, weil wir ja heute die traurige Nachricht bekommen haben, dass Quincy Jones gestern gestorben ist. The title of your album, Things I Remember, is to be taken very serious. The songs on the albums are about things you remember, experiences from your own life. So it's a very personal album. Of what way of dealing with your own experiences is to write music about them?
Sorry again.
If you deal with your own experiences, why doing it by playing music?
First of all, I love writing music, and second of all, I think it's it comes to me very natural to write about my own upbringing and feelings and experiences, and I wanted to make an album that was very personal and hopefully that people could relate to. So it felt very natural to write about these subjects that I knew very well.
Also das Buch beschreibt viele Erfahrungen, die sie im Leben selbst gemacht hat, und es war ihr quasi ein natürlicher Prozess, darüber Musik zu machen. Together with Søren Mancher, how did the two of you meet? How did Søren come into your experience, into your life, into your music?
You want to tell, Søren?
Sure, I can. Actually, we met at the conservatory in Aarhus in Denmark back in 2015. So that's a long time ago, but it was only like a year ago we started working together when Simone brought a song to my attention that I just fell in love with and invited myself into the creative cave, so to speak.
Also ein Jahr ist es her, dass Søren eingeladen wurde an der Musik von Simone. I called you Simon, but the correct pronunciation is Simone?
Yeah, actually, but it depends on which pronunciation, I guess, in which country. Yeah.
So I hope I did it in the correct
way.
Yes,
it was perfect.
Also, vor einem Jahr ist Søren von Simon eingeladen worden, Teil ihrer Musik zu werden. Sie kennen sich aber schon länger, haben sich 2015 am Konservatorium in Aarhus kennengelernt. The two of you recorded the songs of your album live. You contribute Søren backing vocals and guitar, and recording live means without the option to edit the recording.
Yeah.
What was the idea of this special way of recording?
I think the previous music that I've written and released has been very polished, and I wanted it to also make a record with the sound of having it more flawful than flawless. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's charming that you can hear all the little different, flaws, which mm-hmm. you could say that it has a kind of beauty to it. So that's the idea of recording it live without making any autotune and any like retakes of anything.
How did you the idea when Simon came up with, come, let's do it live without the possibility of editing?
I love that idea because that's the kind of music that we love the most is older music, like, for instance, the Beatles. You just love the Beatles because you can hear they're having fun. They're not taking themselves too seriously. And the recordings are filled with mistakes that just makes it come alive and feel real or authentic in some kind of way. And that's kind of what we sought out to do.
Also die Songs vom Album Things I Remember wurden live eingespielt. Und die beiden haben von Anfang an gesagt, wir belassen das bei diesen Live-Versionen. Wir werden das nicht später noch bearbeiten. Und Simon hat gesagt, nachdem sie bei vorherigen Alben die Musik so geputzt und poliert hat, ging es ihr jetzt darum, quasi die Authentizität zu bewahren, die kleinen Macken, die eben kommen. Und Sören hat ergänzt, das Schöne ist, dass ja Musiker wie die Beatles das auch so gemacht haben und man hört dann quasi das Menschliche, aber auch den Spaß, den sie bei diesen Aufnahmen im Studio gehabt haben. I read a quote from you in which you said, I have for as long as I remember always had high expectations of myself to overachieve, to do things well and ideally perfectly. Where does these high expectations come from and what is your way out of them?
Oh, that's a very good question, where the high expectations come from. I'm a bit unsure, but I've always felt the need to do, and I think it's in a good way that I'm very ambitious and I want to achieve my goals and do it well, also in my life in general and but also in my work as a musician. And what was your other question to that?
What is your way to get out of this?
Oh, yeah.
Trap of being perfect.
Yeah, well, this album is a kind of is a trap in itself because in the way that we recorded it and not having the possibility to go in and redo stuff is also a way to accept the little flaws that comes with it. So it's been quite a learning experience for me as well. But actually, it hasn't been that bad for me because I felt like it was charming, all those mistakes in a way that that came. So maybe I'm growing into a wiser human being.
Simon hat gesagt, hat mal in einem Interview gesagt, ein Problem von ihr wäre, sie hätte immer viel zu hohe Ansprüche an sich selbst, einen Perfektionismus, an dem sie sich messe. Und ich habe sie gefragt, wo der Herr der wohl kommt. Ihre Antwort, das sei schwer zu benennen und was denn der Weg daraus ist. Und sie sagt, ja, dieses Album mit der ganzen Akzeptanz, der kleinen Fehler, die sie gemacht hat, das war vielleicht ein Weg, mal nicht perfekt zu sein. Möglicherweise wäre das Ausdruck davon, dass sie doch ein bisschen was lernt, dass sie weiser wird im Lesen. I learned that among the singer-songwriters who influenced you are Elizabeth Cotton, Edith Piaf, Nick Drake, Paul Simon, we add the Beatles, which you already mentioned. As I like all of them,
nice.
may I ask, in what way have they influenced you? Or in other words, how does musical influence work?
Well, I think from an early age, my father, who also played the guitar and wrote some songs himself, I heard about the Beatles when I was a child, and Paul McCartney especially, and also a bit Joni Mitchell and Dolly Parton. So I was introduced to some of these singer-songwriters from then, from an early age. And I just, I've been searching to listen to some songwriters that primarily I think can make a great, great song just on a guitar and with their vocals, just to have like the guitar, the melody and the lyrics in place, which it has a great song in it itself. And my record is only on guitar and two vocals, me and Søren. So I've listened a lot to these artists who master a guitar and sing as well.
Simon Tang hat gesagt, dass die MusikerInnen, die sie beeinflusst haben, seien zum Beispiel Elizabeth Cotton, Edith Piaf, Nick Drake, Paul Simon. Ich habe sie gefragt, wie denn dieser Einfluss sich genau verzogen hat. Und sie hat gesagt, naja, sie hat früher immer schon mit ihrem Vater Musik gehört. Der Vater hat auch Gitarre gespielt. Und das sind ja auch, und sie hat dann noch ein paar ergänzt, zum Beispiel Dolly Parton. Das sind ja alles MusikerInnen, die eben Musik mit der Gitarre gemacht haben, Singer-Songwriter, die sie auf die Art und Weise beeinflusst haben, einfach indem sie die gehört hat und mit ihrem Vater gesungen hat. Talking about your father, there is one song on the album which is very dear to me. It's entitled On the Quarrelets of Pearls, and it's about a man who died of a long-term alcohol abuse, and this song is about your father.
Yeah.
In the video, we see a man all on his own, drinking, shouting, celebrating, crying, a man in his solitude. But there is something poetical going on, almost magical. The song and the video accompanies this lonely man in his moment of solitude. It's like comforting your father and yourself at the same moment.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I lost my dad in 2016. I tend to say that he had a sad heart rather than him having an alcohol problem, because obviously he did, but I think that's a result of his sad heart. It's a song that tells the story of my own and his and what we shared, which was also all the good stuff, music especially, that we shared together. We used to sing a lot of songs from his songbook on his tiny little, what do you call it?
Amplifier.
Yeah.
Ein sehr bewegender Song auf dem Album Things I Remember. Heißt On the Quarrelets of Pearls, und da geht's um den Vater von Simon Tang, der an Alkoholismus gestorben ist. Sie sagt, ja, das war vielleicht die Todesursache, aber sie selber sagt, er hatte ein trauriges Herz. Und mit diesem Song erinnert sie sich an ihn und all die schönen Dinge, die sie mit ihm geteilt hat, zum Beispiel eben das Musikmachen. My last question. To what degree is comfort one of the aims of your music?
To what degree?
It's comfort, comforting people, an aim of your music.
Oh, well, it's a big aim. I hope that people get sort of comfort when listening to the album. It's definitely not a what you could say, a dance-full album. It's, I think, in some ways suiting for this time of the year to listen to, in, whether it's walking in the park or sitting at home by the fire, in a way, yeah.
Also ich habe sie, nachdem ich sie gefragt hatte, mit dem, über die Geschichte des Vaters, und sie gesagt hat, es ginge ja tatsächlich darum, um Trost, inwieweit denn Trost überhaupt ein Ziel ihrer Musik sei, und hat sie gesagt, ja, das sei tatsächlich ein großes Moment für sie im Musikmachen. Ihr Album sei definitiv keines zum Tanzen, sondern es würde perfekt in diese Zeit des Jahres passen, zum Beispiel beim Spazieren im Park oder wenn man zu Hause sitzt am Feuer. We don't have that much fires at home in Germany, but the heating will do. Thank you ever so much, Søren Mancha and Simon Tang. And now we're going to hear some two songs from the album Things I Remember. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Hallo.
Danke schön. Okay, so I wish I could keep on speaking in German, but I'm afraid I'm not that good at it. So it's going to be in English. We want to play you some songs from the record. And the first one is called A Boy from a Song. And it's a tiny little song about being or having warm feelings towards someone that has already got or a girlfriend. That has happened to me once. This boy probably doesn't know it's about him. Maybe one day he will know. All right, this is a boy from a song. It's a boy from a song. It's so wonderful and wrong. It's a tiny little sigh from my mouth up to my eyes. It's a touch under the cloth. Could it be sleeping enough? But I wonder how his lips would feel on mine. It's a girl and her yearn. It's a point of no return. It's a smoke screen in a room where I stand under his moon. It's a thought up in my head. Could it easily be read at the bottom of a glass next to him? This song is for you. Perhaps now you know you're the boy in this song that I
Thank you so much. All right, so Thomas, we already spoke about perfectionism, yeah? So that's actually the theme of this next song. It's about a young girl called Miss Lila, who is striving for perfectionism. She wants to do it all very, very well and perfect as the rest. But none of us are actually perfect, are we? No. Okay, this is a song called Miss Lila. Are you ready? Awesome.
Thank you. the freak. Young Miss Lila has posters in a room of her heroes and a dream to be one too. She counts the gallery sheets. She cleans her face, brushes her teeth. She's always early, never late. Walks it all day throughout the day. Ooh, there's one thing on her mind. She must always be the best there is to find. Young Miss Lila from down across the street makes you think she's got it going more than anyone you'll meet. Young Miss Lila, she plans her every step, making sure that no surprise will come ahead. Woo! She don't want her buddy to get old. It's a fear of losing control. Taking measures to make sure she will be beautiful as girls in magazines. Young Miss Sada, she puts money aside for a house down by the lake for when she meets the perfect guy. Young Miss Sada, too busy feeling blue. By tomorrow there's so many things to do. She needs to win first place, make it in her own race. She wants to be as perfect as you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Simon Tang, Sören Mancha. Vom Album Things I Remember. Thank you ever so much. May I say that was wonderfully imperfect. Jetzt spiel noch einmal aus ihrem am letzten Freitag erschienenen Album Things I Remember. Simon Tang und Sören Mancha.
Danke schön.
Thank you so much. We're going to play the ballad of this album. It's called Where Do We Go? And it questions where we go when we're not on this earth anymore.
I had a dream, wish of having him near. Oh,
day.
Thank you so much, Radio 1, for having us here. And this is Søren, my best friend here.
Guten Tag.
I'm very lucky to have to play with actually my best friend. That is not everyone who can do that. So thank you for wanting to be a part of my project.
Of course.
We're going to play a song for you that's the song that actually started it all. It's a song that I wrote for my dad. And it's called On the Correlates of Pearls. And it was laying around in the drawer for about 8 months or so, because I was kind of in a doubt if I thought it was a good enough song. But then I ended up actually writing the rest of the album just on my guitar. Yeah, so thank you so much for listening. And me and Søren just spoke about that we really want to go to Berlin again and play live. So I hope to see you at a venue.
Yes,
somewhere.
Spread the word.
Yeah, spread the word.
My father bought me this guitar, he taught me how to play. We used to sing a Dolly song, Jolene, don't take my man. My father dressed in sunken eyes, I am my daddy's girl. Depression snuck up in my eyes and the correlates of pearls. Oh no, no, don't you see? There's no place I'd rather be than with you singing our songs. But I can't, no, I can't now you're gone. My father was a women's man, he took and stole their hearts. My father met my mother and his kids, we fell apart. He left us for another life out where nobody knew that Mrs. Alcohol was all that he was married to. Oh no, no, don't you see? There's no stomach turn. Still I can't get rid of the pain, feels like it's getting worse. And in my heart I know it, that you wouldn't want me to feel guilty for not saving you, but sorry Dad, I do. Oh no, no, don't you see? There's no I see your face, praying that your memory will live another day.
Thank you so much.
Und wenn Sie jetzt ganz bezaubert zum Radio schauen, Sie hörten aus der EP Things I Remember den Song Pearls on the Quarrels of Pearls von Simon Tang und Sören Mancher. Thank you ever so much for enchanting us.
Thank you.